Welcome to the Thrive in China podcast with me, Christina Kohler-Coluccia from Woodburn Accountants and Advisors. Our daily episodes on solving your China and Hong Kong business pain points are there to help leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs with the daily struggles they may be facing while setting up and operating in China and/or Hong Kong. We look at corporate administrative battles, such as tax planning, incorporation, accounting, human resource, and labor, as well as cultural and language nuances that may make a daily business life hard. Our goal is to leave you with solutions at your fingertips. I hope you enjoy the episode. Back to another episode. Today we're going to be looking at how can a foreigner or an overseas company incorporate an entity in Hong Kong. Now, incorporating a company in Hong Kong as a foreigner involves several steps. Hong Kong is known for its business-friendly environment and its straightforward company registration process. So today I just wanted to provide a general guide to help you through that process if you are thinking about incorporating an entity in Hong Kong. So the first step is the company name reservation. Now, you've got to choose a unique name for your company. It should not be identical to any other existing company in Hong Kong. You can check the availability of your chosen name online through the company's registry website. You can choose an English name together with a Chinese name and register both those names together. Keep in mind, though, that company name reservation has nothing to do with trademark registration. Number two is the appointment of a company secretary and director. Now, a company secretary must be appointed. The secretary can be an individual or a corporate body, but must have a registered office or a place of business in Hong Kong. Generally speaking, to give you a bit of an understanding, at Woodburn Accountants and Advisors, we can be your company secretary as we are utilizing our registered office and our company name as that corporate body that acts as that company secretary. In addition, you have to have at least one director, which is a minimum requirement. Directors can be individuals of any nationality, and there is absolutely no requirement for them to be residing in Hong Kong. The third one is doing the share capital, right? You've got to decide on the share capital and the number of shares to be issued. There is no minimum requirement for the share capital, and it can be denominated in any currency. The fourth one is the registered office address. Now, you have to prepare provide a local address in Hong Kong to be used as the registered office address. This address will be the official correspondence address for the company, meaning that any government-related bureau will send mail to this official address, this registered office address. In Hong Kong, the beauty is you can use a virtual office location. So again, for example, Woodburn does offer the service of utilizing its registered office address as our client's registered office address, so that all the correspondence mail comes to us. Particularly, this is an advantage, particularly if we are then handling the ongoing accounting and tax requirements and filings in Hong Kong. Point five is filing the incorporation documents. So you have to prepare the necessary incorporation documents, which include articles of association. There are specific incorporation application forms, one of them being the form NNC1, as well as other documents. And all of these have to be signed off on and then submitted in original to the company's registry. There are fees that have to be paid. They're called registration fees. The fees vary depending on the authorized share capital of the company. And these are also annual fees that then have to be renewed on an annual basis to maintain the status of the company. Then, usually, the certificate of incorporation will be issued. It takes usually around 4 to 7 working days, where the company's registry will then issue a certificate of incorporation. Once you have your certificate of incorporation, it's time to open the bank account. The difficulty in Hong Kong is the bank account opening process. It's finding a bank that can be swift in that process. The reason for the lengthy period of time is the fact that all the banks have to do now a KYC process, which is a know your client process. It's a due diligence process on the shareholders and the directors to make sure there's no blacklisting or negative sign on a global scale from them. Point nine is then the tax registration. You need to register your company for taxation with the Inland Revenue Department in Hong Kong. And then obviously, once that is done, you are starting your business, you're starting transactions, you might be hiring people. And the important thing is to keep in the top of your mind compliance and ongoing requirements, such as filing returns, producing financial statements, doing year-end audits, etc. It is advisable, it's always advisable when you're entering into a new jurisdiction to seek professional assistance, such as hiring a local company formation agent or legal professional to navigate through the process smoothly and ensure compliance with all regulatory requirements. Additionally, it is essential to stay updated on any changes in the regulations and requirements for company incorporation in Hong Kong, because these sorts of things can happen, not as regularly as in other jurisdictions, but they can happen. Like recently, the ultimate beneficial owner information, which has been also an updated system now for companies in Hong Kong. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you at our next one. Take care. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Now, can Woodburn help you? I am offering a free 30-minute call where we discuss the obstacles you are encountering on your China and or Hong Kong business journey and how we can help accelerate your success. The link to my diary is in the show notes. I look forward to speaking with you soon.